Russia says it was only asked to stop attacking Kyiv today. On February 1st, drone strikes could make energy again in play. In a woman's apartment, in a large complex, even in her rooms are cold and dim, and the faint smell of gas lingers. She uses the stove daily to raise indoor temperatures a few degrees, but even then it barely reaches temperature Celsius 13 degrees. Fahrenheit 55 agrees, the warmth comes with consequences. We do not want to live with mold, and it happens in these instances. Since the first attack January 9th, more than 6,000 residential buildings remain without heating amid sub-zero temperatures and the coldest winter since the full-scale war beginning. After Russian attacks on Ukraine, critical infrastructure on January 9th, 20th and 24th, energy and repair workers managed to get that number below 400 on January 30th. Zelensky, during negotiations, said power supply is a foundation of life. We value the efforts of our partners to help us protect lives. A day ending January 31st, or a week spared of strikes in the supposed proposal of Philip Morris tobacco warehouse hit, though since February 22, non-operational. Russia says it was only asked to stop attacking Kyiv today. On February 1st, drone strikes could make energy again in play. In the woman's apartment, in a large complex, even in her rooms are cold and dim, and the faint smell of gas lingers. She uses the stove daily to raise indoor temperatures a few degrees, but even then it barely reaches temperature Celsius 13 degrees. Fahrenheit 55 degrees, the warmth comes with consequences. We do not want to live with mold, and it happens in these instances. Since the first attack January 9th, more than 6,000 residential buildings remained without heating amid sub-zero temperatures and the coldest winter since the full-scale war beginning. After Russian attacks on Ukraine, critical infrastructure on January 9th, 20th and 24th, energy and repair workers managed to get the number below 400 on January 30th. Zelensky, during negotiations, said power supply is a foundation of life. We value the efforts of our partners to help us protect lives. A day ending January 31st, or a week spared of strikes in the supposed proposal of Philip Morris tobacco warehouse hit, though since February 2020 non-operational. Russia says it was only asked to stop attacking Kyiv today. On February 1st, drone strikes could make energy again in play. In a woman's apartment, in a large complex, even in her rooms are cold and dim, and the faint smell of gas lingers. She uses the stove daily to raise indoor temperatures a few degrees, but even then it barely reaches temperature Celsius 13 degrees. Fahrenheit 55 degrees, the warmth comes with consequences. We do not want to live with mold, and it happens in these instances. Since the first attack January 9th, more than 6,000 residential buildings remain without heating amid sub-zero temperatures and the coldest winter since the full-scale war beginning. After Russian attacks on Ukraine, political infrastructure on January 9th, 20th and 24th, energy and repair workers managed to get the number below 400 on January 30th. Zelensky, during negotiations, said power supply is a foundation of life. We value the efforts of our partners to help us protect lives. A day ending January 31st, or a week spared of strikes and the supposed proposal of Philip Morris tobacco warehouse hit, though since February 2022, non-operational.